Well, this morning we're going to talk about being spiritually dressed. Who knows it's important to get dressed? We are so glad this morning that everybody got dressed. Are we not? No need to say any more. So it matters what you wear. Proverbs chapter 31, that's a good place for a group of women to go, isn't it? The virtuous woman. You know, some translations translate that as the virtuous wife, but who knows, a wife is a woman, and every woman isn't a wife. So, virtuous woman. And just really quick here, in verse 25 is the one we want to go to. Strength and honor are her clothing. She shall rejoice in time to come. So what's this, you know, this is a role model to us, this virtuous woman in Proverbs chapter 31. This is our role model. So if we want to know, okay, well, so what am I supposed to wear, you know, spiritually speaking? Because it matters what we wear. And so if we want to know what to wear, well, who better to look at than the Proverbs 31 woman? Amen? And so we find right here, what does she wear? Strength and honor. Spiritually. She wears strength and she wears honor. Listen to what that word strength means. Moral power. Firmness or courage. This is what she's wearing. She's wearing courage. She's wearing firmness. She's wearing moral power. Another definition for that word strength. The ability to maintain a moral position firmly. Has anyone ever been in a situation? Because who knows, we live in this world. You are not of it. And sometimes we might be put into a position and we want, as a virtuous woman, we want to be wearing that strength, that ability. Each one of us, we have been given the ability to maintain a moral position firmly. Amen. When people start doing something wrong around us, talking wrong around us, wanting us to get involved in something wrong. You, me, as virtuous women, we have the strength. We're clothed with this strength. We have this strength, the ability to maintain a moral position firmly. Amen. Here's another one. The ability to withstand or exert great force or pressure. We are women of strength. We have this clothing of strength that has been given to us by our Father God. Who likes when you ever like when someone buys you clothes? You know? Our Father God has purchased clothes for us. We're going to find some more out here. But he's purchased these things for us to just hang in our spiritual closet? No. To put on. To wear. What good is the clothes in our closet if we're not wearing them? Right? So we're going to be talking about our spiritual closet today. Our spiritual closet is filled with clothing, spiritual clothing that we're to be wearing. Layer upon layer. Who likes that layered look sometimes, you know? Layer upon layer upon layer upon layer. Amen. I love this definition of strength. The power to resist strain or stress. The power to resist strain or stress. We have this piece, this strength, this piece of clothing in our spiritual closet that is ever ready, ever accessible for us to take out and put it on. Amen. We don't lack a thing, ladies. We have all that we need spiritually, spiritual clothing to overcome anything and everything that would try to come against us. Oh, yes, we do. Amen. Say, I've got a spiritual closet that my Father God has filled with beautiful garments for me. Yes, you do. Amen. Isn't that good to know? And then that word honor. So what is she clothed with? Strength and honor. That word honor means glory, excellence, beauty, majesty. This is what she's wearing. This is what the virtuous woman wears. She is clothed with this, with glory and excellence and beauty and majesty. And, you know, of course, the world we live in so makes us just so flesh-minded, and everything is what we see with our natural eye. What matters so much more is what God sees through his spiritual eye when he looks at us. That's what matters. Because you know what? It's that clothing that we're able to take on to eternity. That beauty that we'll have for all eternity. The beauty of this world, it'll last for a season. But it doesn't stay forever. And so we want to be virtuous women that are ever so mindful of this. It doesn't mean, and we're not going to get into this today, but you know, it doesn't mean that we don't just take what we have and do the best with it that we can. Of course. You know, God's given us something. We look our best, what we can look, and dress our best that we can dress. And yeah, you know, we take care of our bodies. But so much more important than that is taking care of our spirits, the real us. And so that clothing is what matters, you know, and it's nice. I mean, and some ladies, they're not really interested in clothing, and that's fine. So be it for you, you know. But then there's others that, you know, clothing or, you know, the way they look, I mean, it is their world. And my, what a reality. What a reality checkup's going to happen when some of these women pass over, when they leave their body and they go somewhere. We're going to see what really mattered. Amen? And so we're women that even though we're in this world, we're keeping our face in the Word of God. We're keeping ourselves coming to church, keeping our mind on spiritual things, because those are the things that matter for eternity. So we want to reach into our closet of our spirit and put these things on. Over in Isaiah, you don't need to turn there. In Isaiah 52 verse 1, you can write it down so you can look at it later if you'd like. It says, awake, awake, put on your strength, O Zion. Put on your beautiful garments. And those of you that might not know, Zion is, that's the church. He's talking about the church there in the Old Testament. Zion is the church. And so who's the church? We're the church. So he's telling us, wake up, wake up. Put on your strength. Remember, we found out that's one of the beautiful garments in our spiritual closet is strength. And who knows, sometimes people think, oh, well, women, they're just weak. You know, no, we're strong. We've got the strength. You just need to put it on. Amen. But sometimes then women, we can let some women, you know, with the women's lib and everything, they let that go to their head and they're on the other extreme. So we want to be strong, but we want to remember we're also humble and submissive in our place, in our relationships. Put on your strength. So that tells us it's not automatically on us, just like the clothes in our closet. We don't just wake up and all of a sudden we're dressed. We got to go in that closet, pick out what we're going to wear. Hopefully it doesn't take long. And we put it on and we go out in our day. But we need to put it on. So we need to put on this strength and put on your beautiful garments. Just kind of picture that spiritual closet. I mean, just picture that closet. It is filled with beautiful, beautiful garments. We all have the same closet filled with beautiful garments. And so it's like we need our spiritual eyes opened to see what really is in our closet available to you and me. You know, and the Bible talks about, you know, being spiritually minded. You know, being carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded, even concerning clothing, concerning beauty, beautiful garments, to be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. So we want to be virtuous women that are spiritually minded. What does that mean? We keep our things, our minds on God, on the things of God, more than the things of this earth. When you compare them, doesn't mean, well, you know, of course we can't, there's things we have to think about naturally and do, but it's in the comparison when you kind of back up and you sum it all up. I mean, what am I thinking on the most? And we want it to be spiritual things. We want to be spiritually minded. Amen. Knowing that we've got a closet full of beautiful garments available for us to put on. And you know, it's important for us to put them on. In this world we live, in this day, this age, it's important to be dressed correctly. And so, you know, there's many, even Christians, you know, there's many people that that have this closet. They have all these different clothes, and I'm going to talk about some more clothes here soon. But they have all this closet full of clothes, spiritual clothes available to them, but they're not putting it on. And so then we're not seeing the fruit of that in their life. And so maybe you might say, well, that's me. And maybe some of these things we're going to touch on, you're going to be like, oh, I don't think I've been putting that on lately. Well, that's why we're not seeing it from your life lately. We need to put these things on so they can be seen, right? Don't just keep them in locked up in our spiritual closet. It's doing nothing for us. We want to put it on. Say, I want to put it on. Spiritually dressed in my beautiful garments. Amen. So we're going to take a moment before we get into a few other things that we're to put on. I mean, who wants to know what beautiful garments you have? We want to know what's available to us. But before we do that, just really quick here, I want, you know, there's some spiritual fashion no-nos for a woman of God. You know, there's some natural, you know, fashion no-nos. And we won't get into that. This is not a fashion class. But there are some. And if you don't know them, maybe you want to find them out. I know I'm forever finding those out. So there's some spiritual no-nos. And those are the ones that really, really matter. We think, oh, no, I can't go out and be seen like this. Well, what about spiritually? Oh, no, I can't go out and be seen without this. Because then they're going to just see yuckiness. Who's ever shown their yuckiness before? Because we didn't put him on. We want to be dressed. In Romans 13, in verse 12, it says, the night is far spent, the day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Notice that, cast off the works of darkness. In the New Living Translation, listen to what it says. Shed them like dirty clothes. You know, generally speaking, when you get dirty, you are out gardening. Lord knows I'm never out there trying to do that. I tried that once and it just didn't work. I would love to do that. But those of you that garden, you know, probably when you come in, you're just ready to shed those clothes, right? Or maybe some of us when we go to the gym, you know, it's like you sweat it, you know, right? You just want to shed those clothes as far from you as you can. Amen? Because they're dirty, they're smelly, they're stinky. You want to shed them like dirty clothes. Or what about even cleaning the house? Who knows? You'll wear your dirtiest, gringiest clothes usually for that, right? Generally speaking, you're not concerned about what you're looking like as you're cleaning house because you know what you're going to end up looking like when you're done. So what's the sense, right? You know you're going to be touching dirt and germs and blah, you know? But then when you're done, you're ready to get those clothes off and put something better on, aren't you? Well, that's like us, you know, when we were not saved. You know, living for the world, living for the things of the world, wearing the clothes of the world. Not wearing many clothes in the world. But we're virtuous women now. Born again. Hallelujah. Learning we've got a closet full of beautiful garments to wear. Colossians 3:8. But now you must, I mean, notice must. Everybody say must. Must. I mean, that sounds very important, doesn't it? You know, when you're giving directions to your child or someone, you know, it's like sometimes, you know, that when you use the word must or have to, I mean, you know, there is emphasis on that word. I mean, you must do this because you know how important it is that they do it. So you don't just say, oh, honey, will you please do this? Or honey, you know, go ahead and do that. No, you must do this. It's out of your love, your care, your concern. For that person, you're saying you must. Amen. The apostle here, that he's saying you must. But now you must also put off all these. Put off. In the Greek, listen to what it means. To put off all these, to put off, it means to take off, to undress, to disrobe. We are to put off some of these things we're going to talk about briefly here. We are to put them off, to take them off. And we can also liken that to it's resisting. You know, the enemy will try and put his clothes on you. Even once we're born again, has the enemy ever tried to put one of his ugly, dirty, smelly, filthy clothes back on you? One of his ugly, filthy, old, raggy garments from times past? He'll try and put it on you. What happens? We just say, oh, and we just like, just picture that cloak, that garment just kind of being put on you. You're just like, oh, well, I guess I wasn't what I thought I was after all. I mean, are we just going to receive that? Or are we going to like, no, put that off. Get that thing off. It'll try and come on you. You get it off of you. How? By the strength of God in you. Get that garment on, women of God, virtuous women of God. You've got some power in that closet. Hallelujah. Get that garment of strength on you. You are well able to make it through. Well able are you. Amen. We're not lacking a thing. What we're lacking is revelation. That's the only thing we're lacking. Our spiritual eyes to see what already is ours for both you and me. So there's a resisting in that. It's that enemy's trying to put something on you. Well, let's talk about these things first, and then we'll be able to better relate to it. I know some of us are perfect and have never done any of these things, but for those few of us that might have, we'll go over them. Colossians 3, verse 8. But now you must. Remember the importance of this. You must. He's imploring them. He's pleading with them. You must. The first one is anger. What is that? That's temper, agitation of the soul. Anybody ever experienced that? Has the enemy ever tried to come to you with that cloak, with that garment, with that ugly garment from his closet of the past and try and take that back on you and put it on you and make you think you're the same as you always were in the past? Nope. Put it off. Take it off. Amen. Resist it. Resist. What's another one? Wrath. Put it off. Wrath is rage, anger boiling up. Amen. Picture it. I'm telling you, ladies, I believe this is such a revelation. When we experience these things, we're going to see now, picture it as a piece of clothing. That's what it is. It's not you. It's not you. It is the enemy with an ugly piece of clothing trying to make you think you need to wear it. Try and make you think you need it. Try and make you think like you deserve to feel that way. Like you have an excuse. We never have an excuse. Remember our amazing pastor? If you have a problem, and I know this hurts, and some of us still have a real hard time with it, but it's so the truth. If you have a problem, it's because you have a problem. It's not because they have a problem. It's because you have a problem. And I'm telling you, we're all growing in that revelation. It's such a revelation. It just sets us free and more free and more free. We have got to come to terms with ourselves. And we realize if we have a problem, it's because we have a problem. Because someone else does something wrong doesn't mean that I have to put on the wrong thing. They do something wrong, I'm going to put on the right thing. And I'm going to help them out of that wrong thing. Just by the way I respond and not react in the flesh. Right? It's good stuff. The next one is malice, ill will, bad feelings toward one another. You know, the enemy, he's constantly dealing with these things. And sometimes, you know, women, you know, we think like there's something wrong with me. You know, there's something wrong with me for feeling that way. Well, you know, well, remember, there was something really big wrong with us. And that's why we need Jesus. Yes. You're right. There is something wrong with you. There was something majorly wrong with us. But Jesus. And so we want to make sure we have those garments on and not receive any of these garments of our past life. Amen? There's never an excuse. No matter how good the excuse can sound, it's never a good enough excuse for us to respond these ways, react these ways. Amen? And like I said, and it's like, I mean, God's working in me too. We are a work in progress. But the more we're willing to face the ugliness of us, the more we're really able to take on the beauty of Him. Because we're ugly apart from Him when we don't have His beautiful garments on. Blasphemy. He's saying, put it off. Blasphemy is slander. Women are known for that even more than men. It's a terrible... I don't like that women are known like that. I don't want us to be known like that anymore for slander. And you know, slander, it just comes out of the jealousy and the envy. Because remember, like, you know, Pastor has said too, you know, that the word's full of it. You know, whenever, and we've got this series going on about humility. You know, I think it was last Sunday he shared. When we see ourselves wanting to put someone else down, it's because we're wanting to push them down so we are bigger and better and higher than them. You see? So when we slander, we're just slamming someone. So we're better. We're bigger. We're better. And that's not us. That's women of the world, the envy, the jealousy. That's not virtuous women. That's not us. But those thoughts and those things and those feelings will come to all of us. So in those moments, at those times, then we need to be, okay, I'm feeling that enemy trying to take that garment and put it on me, and I'm saying no, off you go. Remember, it's not about our feelings. You might still feel a certain way, but by faith you speak it and you believe it and it'll go the right way. Remember, faith isn't about feelings. It's about a believing. It's about a trusting God. And then another one, filthy language. You know, that's not just even cussing and things like that, but even just vile conversation. Mm-mm-mm. What about, and then it goes on concerning, and do not lie to one another, you know, about lying. What is lying? To communicate what is false with the purpose of being misleading. I mean, we've all been there. We've all done it. So we all want to face it and be like, when I feel that coming on me, when I feel that garment of the enemy wanting to come on me, I'm getting it. I'm not letting it get on me. Because who knows, once a garment of his comes on, it's so much easier for us to let him put another one on and another one on and another one on. Because we've already yielded. We didn't resist. We yielded to the enemy, and he'll keep putting his clothing on us until we're just a complete mess. It just weighs us down. Let's take them off layer by layer. Amen. You know, and even things like that, you know, let the Holy Spirit, when he's convicting you, like if you went to do something like that concerning that lying, you know, to communicate what is false with the purpose of being misleading. Misleading, trying to be misleading is not of God. And we don't want to be that way because we're God's. And so again, we've all been in those situations, and sometimes we feel like we have to protect ourselves or protect or hide something, so we have to be misleading, so we're hiding something. We don't want to do that. That's just going to lead to more trouble and more trouble and more trouble. No, we don't want to do that. Amen? And so we keep that off of us. We resist that clothing that the enemy's trying to put on us. We say, no, I don't need that piece of clothing. I've got a closet full of beautiful garments. Why would I put this ugly thing on? And let's look at it even, naturally speaking. Who knows? I mean, there's some ugly things you could wear if you wanted to. In the natural, none of us would stand up and say, yes, I want to wear something ugly so everyone can see. Of course not. Well, spiritually, let's remember, spiritually, we are seen by our Father God. Yeah. And we want to be seen in those beautiful garments. We don't want something ugly on. So we're looking at these ugly things as pieces of clothing, garments that we can take off. Some people think, oh, I can't. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. You can take it off. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Say, yes, I can. Yes, I can. I can take it off. If I let it get on me, I can take it off. And next time we'll get bigger, better, stronger yet. And when it tries to come on us, we grow in it. When it tries to come on us, we swing our arm. No, you're not putting that on me, devil. We can even beat him to the punch. Give him a punch. Now you can keep that, thank you very much. It looks much better on you. Amen. And it does, because it's made for him. It's a perfect fit for the enemy. It's a perfect fit for the devil, all these ugly things. These ugly clothing, putting it on a beautiful, virtuous woman, it doesn't look right, does it? Picture that in your mind. It doesn't look right. It's because it's not. Because it's not made for us to wear. Amen. And we've got everything that we need inside of us. The strength of God inside of us to not receive it. To not accept it. And so now let's go on to put on. Watch this. We'll pick it up in verse 9. So do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds and have put on the new man, who was renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him. And so down to verse 12. Therefore, as the elect of God, we are the elect of God. Holy and beloved, put on. Everybody say, put on. All right, now we're going to learn some of those pieces of those beautiful garments we have in our spiritual closet. Are you ready? Just ready in there, ready to put on and wear any time of the day. Amen. We already know from the virtuous woman, we know what's in our closet, strength and honor. Those beautiful garments are in our closet. Let's find out some more things that are in our closet. Woo, we got quite a closet in the spirit. Tender mercies. What is that? Compassion. Compassion is in your closet. And there's sometimes, you know, we'll need some more compassion. Maybe we're dealing with someone in a situation. You might need some compassion more than you might need another one of those garments. You know, sometimes I think we'll find ourselves, okay, yeah, I need to put this on right now for this situation, or I need that on. Not that we need to always be wearing all of it, but sometimes, you know, there's one of those pieces of garments we need to really have on. Tender mercies, compassion. You know, Jesus, he was moved with compassion when he saw that those people without a shepherd. It moved him with compassion. You know, who knows? You can't be compassionate and just be all worried about yourself with your life. You're for no more. Yeah. You can't be full of compassion that way. But when we get out of ourselves and turn out to the world around us, get out of your world. Turn around. There's so much before us. There's so much in us to give to that around us. But we're all just turned into our world, secluded. Some people got that problem. You got to get out, turn around, and look around. And give what's on the inside of you. God needs us. Put on compassion. Put on kindness. We need to wear kindness. And sometimes you just might feel so mad. You need to get in that closet and get in there fast. And get on that kindness. Amen. Because that's who we are. Virtuous women. And we know sometimes, you know, you can see trouble coming. Before that even starts, you see it coming towards you, whatever that might be. Slip away into your closet. Get that garment on that you know you're about to really need. Get that garment on and come on out, and you're ready to face whatever it is coming. Did that make sense?
Yes.
So don't wait for it. Sometimes you can see. You're feeling a little weak in an area. You're feeling a little undressed. You're feeling like you're showing a little too much of you. Get in that closet. Put his clothes on. So we're covered. Not just naturally, but spiritually too. We always want to be clothed in God. Here's another one. Wear humility. Humility. Of course, we've been learning about that on Sundays. Humility. And what is that? It's a lowly opinion of oneself. I love this. A deep sense of one's littleness. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Of one's littleness. Of one's littleness, a deep sense of one's littleness. 1 Peter, listen to this. You're all going to love this. Some of you are really going to love this. Of course, I think of Miss Janie right away. 1 Peter 5:5 in the English version, it says, you must put on the apron of humility. You must put on the apron of humility. Again, just like those nasty clothes. these beautiful garments here. We look at each one of these things as a piece of clothing, as a garment that we can take off or we can put on. So we're seeing some things we know we want to take off and make sure they never get on us again. If they try to get us on us, we know that we've got the strength. Remember over in Proverbs 31, we've got that strength to resist. We've got that power, that strength of God on the inside of us to resist that enemy, what he would try to put on us. I'm not wearing your clothing. I'm a virtuous woman. That doesn't belong on me. You talk about something not looking right on you. That doesn't look right on us when we're wearing that ugly stuff. It doesn't even look right. The angels must be like, what is she doing with that thing on? When right over here, look at this beautiful closet of garments. Why is she wearing that? It's a lack of revelation. It's a lack of spiritually seeing. That's what it is. Here's another one. To wear meekness. We're to put on meekness. Picture meekness as a clothing, as a garment. Put it on, meekness. It's not automatic, ladies. It's not automatic. And remember, meek is not weak. Meek can be loud sometimes. Meek can be soft sometimes. Because meek isn't of the flesh, what you can see here. Meek is of the heart in here. Wear it. Put it on. Meekness, that means gentleness. You think, oh, so like I just said, the meek isn't weak. You think gentle. You mean, oh, I can just be gentle. Who believes that Jesus was gentle? Long-suffering, another thing to put on. Long-suffering. What is that? That's patience. Patience is a garment. It doesn't come automatically. And let's face it, even naturally speaking, I think some people tend to be just naturally more meek than others. You know, there's some people, they tend to be more humble than others. You know, there's cultures in the world, just some tend to be more humble than other cultures. So there's different people. Someone might be like, well, you know, I seem to really have a hard time with this, but not so much that, you know. So we all have things to work on, though, that's for sure. We all need to have it on. But, you know, there's some people, they might be a bit more patient. They may be prone more to being patient for whatever reason, and some of us might not. So some of us might want to just double up on some of these things we think we need a little more help on. Amen? Wear long-suffering. It's patience. And then forgiveness. Forgiveness. It's a garment. It's not something automatic. When someone does you wrong and just automatically out of the goodness and beautifulness of your heart, you forgive. No, it's a piece of clothing in which you need to live. So when someone does you wrong, and like we said before, if you've got a problem, it's because you have a problem. And I know sometimes that's tough for us because we're like, no, you don't understand. They really have a problem. And we're not denying they really might have a problem. But let's not deny that you have a problem first. Sometimes we want to look at other people's problems because it makes us forget that we have problems. But if their problems get into us, we have more of a problem than anybody. That's our problem. I know it's getting deep. So forgiveness, to pardon. It's clothing. And then lastly, love. It's something that we are to put on. It's not automatic. So now, remember, though, all of these things, you know, you think we have the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts, the Bible tells us, by the Holy Spirit. So remember, I've taught this before. It's like we think, oh, God, I need more love. I need more love. No, we don't need more love. The love of God has already been poured out and shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Spirit. We don't need any more love. We just need to put on that love. You see, it's in our spiritual closet. We need to take it out of that closet and put it on. Amen. You see that? Watch this. Love. In verse 14 in the New Living Translation, listen to what it says about love. It's the most important piece of clothing is love. The New Living Translation. The most important piece of clothing is love. Amen. And of course, love, those of you that might not know, you write down 1 Corinthians 13. It's known as the love chapter. It's filled with, okay, well, what is the love of God? Go to 1 Corinthians 13 and you'll find out what that is. So remember, like we said at the beginning, we're not lacking anything. Us, spirit, we're not lacking anything. We're in need of nothing. Nothing. Except revelation of what we already have. That's what we need. That's what we want to seek, is revelation of what is already ours. And then lastly, over in Galatians 3. Is anybody getting helped in here this morning?
Yes.
We've got a beautiful closet of beautiful clothing and garments ready for us to put on. And who knows, you need to put those on every day. Who knows, you need to get dressed every day. Please. Right? We want to get dressed every day. Well, spiritually, that's what taking that time in the morning, recognizing that I am naked without him. And just like none of us would want to go out naked into this world physically, as crazy as that sounds, if we really just think about that for a moment, which we're not going to think about it too long, but just like for a moment, if you think about that, you're like, oh my God, I would never, you know. And why is that? Because we are spirit beings. So there's something in us, we feel naked when we don't have him on. I mean, there's people in the world, I mean, they're more comfortable naked. And they're living for the devil. And their beauty might be lasting them a little time, but there's coming a day, and they're going to realize it's going to be too late. And that's why God needs us, virtuous women, to help some of those other women. Who are you in contact with in the world? Being a role model, right? We've got our role model, the virtuous woman. Who's their role model? And so Galatians 3:26, it doesn't matter how young or old you are either. You can be a role model for the people around you. Galatians 3:26-28. Listen to what it says in the English Version Bible. You were baptized into union with Christ, and now you are clothed. You, meaning your spirit, right? The spirit, the real us, spirit, we are clothed. And now you are clothed, so to speak, with the life of Christ himself. You were baptized into union with Christ. We were born again, and now we were clothed. Clothed with what? Clothed with everything God is, everything he has. We are clothed with him now, spiritually. In our spiritual closet, we have all that clothing available to us. Amen. And so now, as we realize what we have, we want to take those garments out of our closet and put them on and keep them on. Put them on every day. Say every day. Put them on every day. Put him on you. Everything that he is in us, and now we want to get it on us as we put him on. When? Now. It said, and now you are clothed. Now. This is the time. We want to do this now. Something on the inside, ladies, it's working on the outside. Those beautiful garments that filled in that closet of our spirit, that's on the inside. And as we let what's on the inside work on the outside, we're talking beautiful. Spiritually, what really matters for eternity. And let's face it, you know, there's some women maybe in this world that maybe are just really, really, you know, attractive just to the physical eyes, and maybe some that are less attractive. But when you look in the spirit, I mean, because let's really remember sometimes when you go to compare yourself and when that enemy's trying to put that garment of envy and jealousy on you, you got to stop and be like, okay, wait a minute. Spiritually, if it's a sister in the Lord, you are just as beautiful. And if it's someone who's actually on a magazine cover in front of you at the grocery store, look away. I don't look at those things. Sometimes it'll just try and get you locked. I don't know why I'm getting off on this, but it'll try and get you locked in. And who knows? Well, then the thoughts come. Oh, and you start, you walk away like you are beautiful. You are beautiful. Spiritually speaking, I mean, in the spirit, those women, they look like death. They are death. They're filled with death. They're filled with corruption. And all their days and all their monies are spent on things to make their flesh look better and lift it up and hide it and put it away and tuck it away. How silly it must seem to heaven when a virtuous woman, spiritually, as God looks at us, how beautiful we are, and they see us trying to compare ourselves even to some person just full of the devil. When you think, oh, well, they're not that bad. Are they saved? Well, if they're not, then they're full of the devil. Because they're either full of God or full of the devil. And I don't want my eyes to be looking at someone that's full of the devil. And surely compare myself to someone who's full of the devil. Amen. I want to compare myself to someone who's full of God. And when I do, and I think maybe they're prettier than me or they look a little bit better than me, that's great. An awesome, good-looking representative for Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And with what I got, I'm going to do the best with I got. And I'm also going to be an awesome representative of Jesus Christ. Proud and confident and bold in the one who's on the inside of me. Of course, my body's going to get old. Don't let getting old take away the boldness inside of you. It's not about your flesh. Bodily exercise, it profits a little. So that's a good thing to do. But what's more important? The real you. The real me. Those are the ones that in God's eyes he does see. That's good news. That is good news. So we want to reach into the closet of our spirit and put him on. When that enemy tries to put something on us, we know that's not my clothing. Who knows? Sometimes you'll know. I remember there was one time, the dry cleaners, and it was years ago. I don't really remember, but there was this, and it looked just like my blouse, but when I put it on, it was not my blouse. It did not fit. But it looked like my clothing, but it wasn't my clothing. All the beautiful clothing is in the closet of our spirit. Let's stand to our feet. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for freedom in this room, for freedom to every woman that has come into this room. May there be a fresh new freedom in their life, in this part of the soul that needs to be a fresh new freedom of, oh, beautiful, yes, that's me. A fresh new freedom to know, a fresh new freedom in now to grow and to go into the deeper things of God boldly and more confidently than ever before, knowing I've got all the goods, everything I would ever need or want. How amazing it is to know that on this group of women this morning, you do look and you do see our hearts, God, opening wide to these things that now we know need to be. These things we see by the strength of you, this clothing that we put on, we are well able to conquer and overcome any of those garments of the evil one.
That concludes this message. For more information about this ministry, contact us at Life of Faith Bible Church, 14200 Spiegel Lane, Louisville, Kentucky, 40299, or call 502-240-0016. You can also visit us online at lofbc.org.